Hey gang, welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, rbnrepublicbroadcasting.org. Go there, click on the donate button, send shekels, and go to nationalbugle.com. Download the Koshertified app. We all need to lead a non-kosher certified lifestyle. I got to get that. It doesn't roll off the tongue, but it rolls off the brain. Non-kosher certified lifestyle. We can't be kosher certified. We've got our politicians all kosher certified. It's a disgrace. Also, look at all of the headlines that are there, put there by our news hound, Mark Dankoff, who's here with us today. Hi, Mark.
Well, hello there, and I have a number of things that are not yet up on the big board and several instances that I will get up on the big board for people to go back and take a look at, both those who are listening to the show live here as well as people who will listen to the show later on an archival basis. So we will pull all of these stories up. Some of them are up. There are others that will go up in the morning. I've had kind of a busy week. I wanted to start off with, we talk about so many distressing things, of course, in the show because of the nature of what we do at RBN. This one especially hit me in the solar plexus when I found out about it last night. We would be amiss at National Bugle Radio if we did not mention that our longtime RBN host and colleague, Deanna Spingola, has lost her daughter after a long fight with illness. This is an adult daughter. I posted this at Twitter. I posted it at the Russian V Kontakte and underscored the link to the very fine RBN post that our Commander-in-Chief, John Stadtmiller, put out on this. And the thing that is so powerful about this is not only that it involves the tragic loss of a very, very obviously wonderful young person when you look at these photographs, but the way in which people that do not even know who Deanna is, that are perhaps learning about her in a number of places in the United States and in several foreign countries as we speak, have said to me, including several Iranians that correspond with me from Tehran and from one or two other locations in that country, that they thought it was particularly moving not to be reading all the details of this fine young person, but to be absolutely struck by her youth and her beauty and these photographs of her with you know, in other situations where clearly this was a wonderful life, and just the pictures alone hit a lot of people around the world. So we wanted to mention that at the top of this broadcast, and again to thank John Stadtmar, Commander-in-Chief, for posting this and keeping the rest of us abreast of something that involves a wonderful lady and colleague, Deanna Spingola, and one of our most gifted people, shall I say, at RBN. I have followed her for years, not absolutely every week, but I keep an eye on the things that she does because she's one of the real giants in our business and has been for a long, long time. So we salute her and her family this evening and closest friends, and we give them our love and prayers from National Bugle Radio. Yeah. I had a taping with Press Television Iran today on Congresswoman Omar and her statements on U.S. foreign aid to Israel and significantly curtailing that, shall we say.
How anti-Semitic.
How anti-Semitic. And I just wanted to summarize, I don't know if it's yet posted at Press Television at the hour of this broadcast. If it hasn't, I wanted to summarize what I said so that Dr. Slattery, you can, if you have any disagreements, take pot shots at me. But I wanted to begin, and I did begin, in this 3 minute and 22 second segment. It was taped by Javad Arab Shirazi of Press Television, who also works for the Islamic Republic of Iran, broadcasting to him, I think, once in a while. And he is very much involved with the Tasnim news agency. I have done some interviews with him there. I led off by saying that, hey, I'm a man of the American right. I am a conservative Christian, folks, and I absolutely agree with Congresswoman Omar here. And I made it a point to say on this issue, and probably little else, quote-unquote. But I wanted to start off by pointing out my credentials, which greatly differ from most of the people, presumably in the United States and elsewhere, who would agree with Congresswoman Omar on this subject of Israel and foreign aid, which is why I began with that, so people can understand that there are American conservatives and conservative Christians who don't buy this Christian Zionist line at all, and who, if they are truly America first people, are not Israel first people at all. I went on to emphasize then what I thought were some just a few of the main points. We're going to have a $40 trillion national debt in the United States by decade's end, I told Press TV listeners. I cited many of Israel's criminal actions in Gaza, Palestine, the occupied territories, but I tried to clinch it with this. And listen to this point very, very carefully, folks. I know the listeners of RBN are likely to be nodding heads as I'm talking, but keep in mind, this is going to an international television audience around the world. American old right conservative, American conservative Christian Lutheran pastor says that Omar is right. This is an alt-right guy who says that Omar is right. And the clincher is this, is that the United States needs to pull the plug on foreign aid to Israel because of all of Israeli actions aimed at the people of the United States, who need to connect the dots on the Levon affair, the Meyer-Lansky link to the Kennedy assassination, the USS Liberty attack, the Pollard Ben-Ami IPAC spy cases, the Promise affair, the 9/11 attack, all of these surrogate American wars for Israel in the Middle East, and finally, last but not least, I hit hard on the, these were the words that I used, urged to this effect, the Mossad operation currently in the news called the Epstein-Maxwell pedophile case, and I cited Whitney Webb's article in Mint Press News, which is either on our big board or will be very shortly, and how it links some of these events that surround Epstein and Maxwell, not only to Robert Maxwell, but to many other figures who, going far enough back in the chain, link up to some of these other things that I referenced, up to and including the Kennedy assassination. When you start talking about names like Bronfman, for example, that should ring a few bells for those of us who have read Michael Collins Piper's book, Final Judgment, and who certainly read the Whitney Webb article in Mint Press News this week. Lawrence Guyanot, if I'm pronouncing his French name correctly, also has written extensively on the Israeli link to the Kennedy assassination at the UNS Review. And by the way, the UNS Review has the complete text of Michael Collins Piper's Final Judgment available for you if you know the link. I will make sure it gets up on the big board sometime in the next 24 hours at nationalbugle.com, the Michael Collins Piper transcript of Final Judgment. And I know this not because of the book, because the UNS Review counted the words for me. We have 310,000 words. 310,000 words? Yeah, that's right. 310,000 words. I'm a little punchy tonight, folks, because I've been researching a homeschool primer before we came on the air. But at any rate, that's the scoop on what I said to Press Television, and this definitely underscores the fact that much as I, as a man of the right, the old right, And I'm also a conservative Christian. I happen to be, of course, of an Orthodox Lutheran orientation. But I'm not afraid to say that I absolutely agree with Congresswoman Omar on this issue. And to say on the record on international television, probably on little else.
Well, and there's one other thing that deserves pointing out. We agree with Congresswoman Omar on this issue. I wonder how much of all of the reasons you just rattled off, from the USS Liberty to the Kennedy assassination, I wonder how many of these things she's even aware of.
Well, you know what I'm going to do? In all seriousness, I am going to, if Press TV may have posted my interview, maybe it has not yet posted. When it does, I am going to send it to Congresswoman Omar and to her colleague Rashida Tlaib, if I have pronounced Congresswoman Tlaib's name correctly. I'm going to send it to them and to some of the people that they correspond with, and I will provide the links to the Michael Collins Piper Final Judgment book. I will provide the links to what Intercept has come out with on the USS Liberty attack. And this goes back a couple of years ago. Miriam Pensack posted something on June the 6th, which, of course, was the is the anniversary. No, wait, the Liberty anniversary is June 8th, but nonetheless, on June 6th, 2 years ago, she posted something entitled, 50 Years Later, the NSA Keeps the Details of Israel's USS Liberty Attack Secret. I will see, I will make sure that Congresswoman Omar, Congresswoman Tlaib, and some of those folks have this information.
That would be good.
And that some of our colleagues on the far left, and obviously we use the word colleagues advisedly, in very many respects, they are our adversaries. We understand this. But when they're right, they're right. And I think in this particular case, it was my privilege to talk to Press TV and to Javad Arab Shirazi on this subject with reference to Omar, because that was what I was asked to do, and to say, hey, look, the lady is right. I am not afraid to say that she's right. And I want to say from the outset, this is who I am, so the people don't think that I am with her on all of these other issues where we are diametrically opposed. But on this issue, she's right, and it's important that people on the real right, the people who listen to RBN, the people that listen to National Bugle Radio and all the other fine shows on RBN, the people who read the American Free Press, the people who read Don Wassel's The Nationalist Times, that it's understood that we are the right, the real right in this country, not these neocon Christian Zionist types that have hijacked our movement, that we need, and we need to get our movement back from these people if it's possible. But it's very important that our colleagues on the far left in this country, who in some instances see the issue correctly, understand that they have colleagues at the other end of the political spectrum who on this issue will be absolutely clear that for the most part we agree with them and we're not afraid to say that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now I was listening to an interview on WABC with John Batchelor. It wasn't the John Batchelor show, but he was on, I guess it's a morning show, and I don't have it in front of me, but there's these two guys, and I know from having seen their picture, these two Jewish guys, and he was, and this issue came up, and they just rejected Tlaib and Omar as just being, it's just anti-Semitism. It's just pure and simple anti-Semitism. And, of course, you think of Representative Tlaib, who, they had this giant, what do you call these things, junkets to Israel about a week or two ago, where 71, mostly junior members of Congress, I think the Democrats tried to get all of their freshmen class to go on this junket to Israel. What do we call these people? The quad? The mods? The squad?
The squad.
Okay, the squad.
Yes, I'm of a generation, when you say the squad, I'm thinking of Sergeant Saunders and Lieutenant Hanley on combat. But we won't get into that.
Well, I'm thinking of the mod squad. Time. That's maybe a little bit later. The mod squad.
Do you remember
the
mod squad? Yes.
Yeah. That's late 60s. But, yeah, so the mod squad, they didn't go. And then there was some sort of kerfuffle, and Donald Trump told Benjamin Netanyahu not to let them go. And it was my understanding that they were already not going, and so then he forbade them from going. But then for Representative Tlaib, because she has a grandmother in the occupied territories. I guess it's the West Bank and not Gaza. That he offered some exception on her case. So you can go as long as you don't engage in politics and don't do this and don't do that. And she declined. But the fact of the matter is she's got a living grandmother in Palestine. And Tlaib, how old is she? I just tried to pull that up. She's probably younger than she looks, but let's just say she's in her late 30s. If she's in her late 30s, let's just say if she was born in 1980, I might be able to get that exact information for what it's worth. So she was born in 1976, so she's 43. Born in 76, if she has a grandmother, that grandmother was born when Palestine was a British mandate before Israel was established as a state. So that grandmother had her, I'm not sure what part, where she was from, but very likely had her house seized from her. Because, you know, most of these people in the West Bank were wound up there as refugees from what is now Israel.
About 750,000 of them, exactly.
Right, and that was the bulk, and of course their numbers have increased then because of the generations, natural increase. And so, where was I going with this? You can understand how Representative Tlaib, whether or not, A, if she's anti-Semitic, you can understand where it came from, but B, rejecting Israel's seizure of her grandmother's property and her banishment to the West Bank, that in and of itself isn't anti-Semitism. But these people on the radio show said, well, anti-Zionism is anti-Semitism. Oh, really? So is anti-white nationalism anti-white racism? Would they agree to that?
Yeah, exactly. And that's where all of these syllogisms and analogies begin to break down, don't they?
There's a point I wanted to make, and I got to it really slowly. But the point is this. So Tlaib, you can understand why she's mad about the occupation and about the foreign aid to Israel and whatnot. And with Omar, it's probably, the Muslim solidarity. With Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and other non-Muslim leftists, it's probably just looking at Jews as being white people and Palestinians as being, people of color. Their reasons may not be our reasons. And you listed off a whole bunch of reasons why every American, regardless of how you feel about Muslims or Palestinians, why every American should be incensed at the way our relationship with Israel is turned.
And incensed is the word. I remember the late Admiral Thomas Moorer, who was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff under Ronald Reagan, making the statement one time in regard to the Israeli lobby, that if the average American had any conception of what these people are doing in this country and how they're doing it and how they are controlling our government, Admiral Moorer said there'd be evolution.
Right, and Moore, by the way, he was the chief of naval operations at the time of the attack on the USS Liberty, if I remember correctly.
Not sure on that one, but I know he later turned up as I believe the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff under Reagan.
Right.
But the interesting thing is that Moore was exactly right, and he definitely knew the truth about the USS Liberty attack and said so. And really, when you look at this whole issue.
Okay, well, we're coming up on the break, so we'll have to look at this whole issue on the other side.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to the show. Okay, so what happens when we look at this whole issue?
Really, when you look at this whole issue, I think our friend and colleague David Duke is really on to something here, and that is that this Epstein-Maxwell case might be the Rosetta Stone to popping the lid on a lot of the things that I tried to pop the lid on with press television, that once that interview posts, I hope will be conveyed by me immediately to Congresswoman Omar, Congresswoman Tlaib, and all of their left-wing colleagues that they tweet with, as well as a conservative audience on Twitter. It's right in there with Mark Dankoff on social issues that largely would be with me on gun ownership and on big government, on taxes, on the Fed, on all kinds of things. But on Israel, they're not with me, most of them, I would imagine. And this is where I'm in a unique position to say that constituency, okay, you are Christian, fine. And yet look at all these things that have been done, not simply to the, frankly, the Palestinians mm-hmm. and other peoples of the Middle East that you don't necessarily identify with, but how about as an American, consider all these things that Israel has been up to and including the fact that their fingerprints and the fingerprints of their intelligence community are all over this Jeffrey Epstein business and all over his longtime financial and political connections and all over all of the perverts that were on his Lolita Express on a regular basis. That, as near as we can tell from Dr. Philip Giraldi of the Council for the National Interest, who has underscored this as a former CIA station chief, and I think Whitney Webb of Mint Press News certainly grasped this. I know that you do, Dr. Slattery, and that my colleagues Adrian Krieg and Andrew Carrington Hitchcock do with UK Eurofolk Radio, and that is that this is all about blackmail and espionage.
Yeah,
it's not just about this pervert, but the people that are working, have been working with this suddenly, mysteriously deceased pervert that we are led to believe killed himself in jail under incredibly dubious circumstances, shall we say. But all of this points in the direction, as it did with Ghislaine Maxwell, as it does with her, as it did with her late father, Robert Maxwell. It's about the Mossad, folks, and it's about international intrigue. It's about espionage directed against the United States as well as against everyone else, and the use of sexual problems and sexual perversion and pedophilia and all of the other garbage to compromise people that would otherwise perhaps not be uniformly for Israel, maybe not with them at all, but who become very pro-Zionist when they're confronted with all of the things that we know, for example, that it has come out that Jeffrey Epstein was routinely taping in regard to all of these activities of these various politicians and celebrities and the high-level elitists, both in the United States and elsewhere, who were shamelessly involved in pedophilia. We're talking about involvement, folks, with people who are minors, with people, and that's inherently sick, that is inherently against the law, that is inherently punishable by all kinds of things, right? And yet we start getting into the sweetheart deal that Acosta gave Jeffrey Epstein when Acosta, our ex-labor secretary now, was the federal prosecutor in Miami. And when Acosta was vetted for his recently lost job as labor secretary and was asked apparently by some of Trump's people about this Epstein matter and about this deal that was made with Epstein, Acosta said, well, I was told to lay off of that case because of Epstein's intelligence connections, quote unquote. What intelligence connections? Yeah. And it only points in one place, and that's the Israeli Mossad.
It sure does. Now, regarding the blackmail, I've been... And not that this is the most important thing. It's certainly not the most important thing. The most important thing is what you just said, that this is a Mossad operation. And you know, we can give Dr. Duke some credit for saying these things. But frankly, I think you and I, Mark, on this show last month, were saying that this is a thing that could bring down the whole house of cards. So I'll give us some credit, too. But
sure.
I think that, to a large extent, these politicians are providing the blackmailable material voluntarily, that it's part of quid pro quo, just like people get involved with AIPAC. But for people who are being vetted for even more powerful positions, positions which simply giving money, you know, donating money to a primary opponent isn't enough of a insurance policy, that they want something even more, you know, like you would want with a Clinton. Like you would want with a lot of, you know, like a president or a secretary of state, that they want this kind of blackmailable material, and what can Epstein offer? Well, what can the Mossad offer? What can the Jewish power configuration offer? It can offer lots of money. It can offer great press. It can offer all sorts of things, and probably, you know, they're probably very much embedded in our own intelligence services, the FBI and the CIA. Look what the CIA's been doing to Donald Trump. So, yeah, I think there's an awful lot there. And here's the last thing, and we got to go to break, but the last thing I want to say on this is, and this ties in with what we were talking about earlier, would Representative Tlaib or Omar, would they be willing to say, hey, what about this Mossad connection? Because you know the... it's not going to come from Pelosi. It's not going to come from McCarthy. It's not going to come from any of these congressional leaders, for sure. Would one of these people be brave enough to say it?
And I want to say something after the break that gets right at the heart of what you just said and what I think can be a wedge driven into both the Republican and the Democratic parties on this whole subject of Israel and Zionism.
Okay, well, we'll be right back.
We'll be right back. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. And we are back. So, Mark, you had something you were going to want to say regarding this issue.
Well, this whole thing is going to be fascinating to watch because all the way back when I was doing some additional graduate work at Westminster Theological Seminary in Philadelphia quite a long time ago now. I'm trying to revive some language study and a thesis with that to finally round it up after all of these years. There were a lot of illnesses going on in my family that preempted my finishing that program. But I wrote a graduate paper on this business of dispensationalism and Christian Zionism and a particular interpretation of the 9th chapter of the book of Daniel and something called the prophecy of 70 weeks or 490 years. Now, that's out there at markdankoff.com if anyone is interested in reading that graduate paper. It's got all the footnotes and the bibliography, and I think Preterist Archive posted it back in 2002 or something like that. But at any rate, I pointed out in this graduate paper, in the very beginning of it, that the fascinating thing about this whole subject of Zionism is that you have these strange coalitions in American politics that are pro-Zionist or anti-Zionist. For example, can you think about too many other things that would unify people like Barney Frank, with John Higgy of Cornerstone Church in San Antonio? I don't think so.
Yeah, but this would do it. This would do it. And
but
what
this
do you,
would do it on the right.
Well, and what do you
left.
Think? What do you think John Hagee would be willing to do for Barney Frank if it was for if it made his Israeli paymasters happy? If it made who is it now? It's not. It's not David Brogue. Who's in charge of him now? He's got new
paymasters. Yeah, I guess Mr. Single Bullet Theory is no longer running. He was, of course, Brogue was one of Arlen Specter's right-hand men. That was the Single Bullet Theory reference there, folks. But I don't remember now who is. I think it's maybe Pastor Hagee's own wife that might be running Christians United for Israel.
And somebody else's wife. I think it's two women.
I don't know who the second one is.
And the second one's
the
second one's a Jew.
The second one's
a Jew, and the second one's a Jew, and she's probably the one who's really running it.
Oh, okay, probably really running it. Okay, there's a very funny meme out there. I saved it off of Facebook when I was in that wretched venue several years ago. Reposted it on Twitter, which is also can be a very wretched venue to be involved with. But it's and you see the logo of Christians United for Israel. The big seal and so forth, and then underneath that it says something to the effect of never underestimate the power of stupid people in large groups. So this is kind of where it is, but getting back to the original point of this, my graduate paper on dispensationalism in Daniel chapter 9 that got into the political ramifications of this at Westminster Seminary in Philadelphia quite a number of years ago now, was pointing out, hey, can you think of anything else that would unite someone like John Hagee with Barney Frank on the one hand, or if we want to bring this into 2019, that would unite Congresswoman Omar with David Duke and Mark Dankoff and Patrick Slattery and Pat Buchanan? What other issue is there that immediately comes to your mind where you can say, well, you know, gee, they're together on that. They're together on nothing else, but they're together on that. This is what makes this question of Israel such an amazing political and ideological and philosophical and theological divide in terms of the coalitions. And I think in the Republican Party, I think there is less danger that those of us on the real right, the anti-Zionist right, can really at present break the stranglehold of these neocons and these pro-Zionist fanatics in the Republican Party. But, you know, in the Democratic Party, thanks to people like Omar and Tlaib, and even to a lesser extent, somebody is more compromised on this, like Bernie Sanders. This whole thing with Israel in the Democratic Party is becoming a real significant issue going into 2020. You can sense the tension going on with an Israeli lobby that just for many, many years had the Democratic Party in its back pocket, that is quite likely to control the presidential nominee of the Democratic Party again through someone like, say, Kamala Harris. And the Israeli lobby will continue to buy seats in Congress from both sides of the political aisle. But in the Democratic Party, it's fascinating to see this rise of anti-Israel, anti-Zionist thinking that perhaps is not going to win out this time in the Democratic Party in the 2020 sweepstakes, but it's a presence. It's a presence that has unnerved the Israeli lobby, and what would make them even more unnerved is if their counterparts on the right in the United States, who are not at all happy with this neocon globalist Zionist takeover of the so-called conservative wing of the GOP, suddenly started making life more miserable for the Israeli lobby by, at least on this issue and virtually none other, working with Omar and Tlaib to play that kind of a role. Maybe that can't happen, but it'll be interesting to see if it can, because Israel has certainly gotten so much lousy press domestically, but more so internationally, that they don't have quite the monolithic control of minds that they once had because of alternative media. And this gets in to a couple of evidences of how nervous they are. One, It was fascinating to see the brief exchange, I believe, yesterday between Dr. David Duke and Jeffrey Epstein's lawyer when Epstein was alive. This guy's name is Mark, M-A-R-C, and his last name is F-E-R-N-I-C-H. Now, I don't know how this gentleman pronounces his last name. I don't want to deliberately butcher it.
I think Dr. Duke pronounced it as Fraudnick.
I will try to be in my Christian charity this evening, since I've been studying 1 John for a homeschooling primer of over 3,000 words that I've already put together. I'll try to be more loving, but we'll call him Furnich, who knows. But at any rate, David simply tweeted this guy and asked him directly for a clarification on these media reports that say that this Mark Furnich, or whatever his name is, Epstein's lawyer, was the one who had Epstein taken off of suicide watch. As near as I can tell, that's what David Duke asked him. Hey, can you confirm what's been in the media on this? Which, to me, is an act of fairness on David's part. It's like, hey, is this true? Can you confirm this? This is all these reports. So this guy just attacks David and says something that was just amazingly ill-advised for a lawyer of all people. And the fascinating thing is that later Twitter deemed this Epstein lawyer's response to David Duke to be outside of the bounds of acceptability in terms of Twitter discourse. This guy said something to the effect that Dr. Duke is a Jew hater, and something about the fact that as a Jew hater, he belonged in an oven, or needed to burn in an oven, something like that. Just really a charitable response.
Fraudnik's got to get his mind out of the oven.
Yeah, that's right. He needs to get his mind out of the toilet.
If he can't stand the heat, get out of the oven.
Well, that's exactly right. And and the significant thing, of course, Dr. Duke answered back and says to Furnich or whatever his name is, you won't answer and you want me in an oven? That proves all that I say about Zionism. I don't advocate death for any people, but if I simply expose Zion perverts and spies and the ethnic cleansing and the racism and supremacism of Israel and globalist Zionism, you want to gas me. What a hypocrite. Well, I think David Duke is absolutely entitled to that very legitimate response. And the fascinating thing is, this is where people like Omar and Tlaib come in on the left. Maybe they would try to say it slightly differently. Maybe they wouldn't. But the point is that they at some point need to understand that if they don't like a David Duke for a lot of different reasons, he nonetheless is on pretty much on target with their view of Israel and Zionism. And that needs to be underscored. And when we see Epstein's lawyer just hitting the panic button yesterday in this response to just this inquiry from David Duke for clarification, charitable clarification. In other words, I read what Dr. Duke said, and it's like, hey, I think the implication was, is this fair? You know, if I report you as having been the one behind this, you know, I'm agreeing with these media reports, but I'm trying to get clarification for you so that I'm being absolutely fair. Were you or were you not the person who had your client taken off of suicide watch? And then, of course, this guy went ballistic, which to me went 75% toward confirming that that's exactly what his role was, although I don't absolutely know that. But then there was another interesting post that shows how desperate the Israeli and Zionist lobbies are globally and in the United States. And that comes to us from Russia Insider. Now, Russia Insider has a very fine editor, a guy named Charles Bousman. Mr. Bousman has all kinds of great posts on there. He is a Russian Orthodox Christian who is an American. He lives in this country, I believe in Pennsylvania. Very charitable guy, very careful. But he posts a lot of fascinating materials that have even included some articles that I have written that have been published by Russia Insider that have had thousands of hits. I think that one I have had for him at about 12,500 hits directly on Russia Insider. I don't know how many times that one post was shared. My most recent post on the LGBTQ thing in the United States and the need for mass resistance in America to that agenda, has had probably close to 8,000 hits. And then, of course, there's my old friend Chuck Baldwin. Pastor Chuck Baldwin of the, longtime member of the Constitution Party. Chuck was their presidential standard bearer a few years ago. I ran on that line in the U.S. Senate race in Delaware in 2000. But Pastor Baldwin basically has been coming in our direction on this Zionist issue. He's written some very, very important work on that, and I want to commend Chuck for this, Pastor Baldwin for this. Pastor Baldwin has a very, very fine post out there with Russia Insider now, talking about the days that have destroyed America. And it goes from 1865 to 2016. And I've been telling my homeschoolers about this particular article to emphasize, read what Pastor Baldwin says here. You're not going to get this in any state-run school. You're not going to get this in American mainstream media, but Pastor Baldwin amasses a terrific amount of information that should cause you to look at this period between 1865 and virtually now, and the evidence that he amasses that basically refutes so much of what passes for history and historical truth assumptions made in this country. And for that, as I noted, when Charles Bousman, who is presently on vacation, he's made it clear for some time that up until the first part of September, Russia Insider is kind of on low heat right now, just an additional post while he and the staff are on vacation. And it's in this time frame that there was a leak by somebody described as a Google whistleblower that indicates, and Mr. Bousman posted this at Russia Insider. You can see it if you look at it today. Russia Insider is now on a list of censored sites by Google. Mm. And I tweeted on this, and I said, Charles Bousman carried a lot of subversives, like Pastors Mark Dankoff and Chuck Baldwin, right? But you can also find Ron Paul on there. You can also find all other recognizable names in the American starboard of center spectrum politically, that when it's important to Mr. Bousman as a Russian Orthodox believer who's an American, that people in the Russian Orthodox tradition see these people, including a Mark Dankoff or a Chuck Baldwin, he's going to post that. And for that, he is now on a list of censored sites, according to what he's posted at Russia Insider. Now, I look at that in conjunction with this hysterical response to David Duke on Twitter by Jeffrey Epstein's mm-hmm. lawyer. And I think, you know, these guys are getting scared.
Yeah. Well,
they are really getting scared.
I have some thoughts on this. So you mentioned earlier Mr. One Bullet Theory, Arlen Specter, who was a Jewish senator from Pennsylvania, but he had been a young staff lawyer, I believe, on the Warren Commission.
Yes.
And he had a rival who was also a young Jew named Cyril Weck. And Cyril Weck was also from Pennsylvania. And Cyril Weck had...
was an honest man in the case of Weck, yes.
Yeah, and he presented a case to the, the American Forensic Pathologist Society or something like that. He presented a case why this couldn't happen. He was also the only... I think he was one of... the only people who was actually allowed access to the Kennedy's autopsy records and discovered that the brain had been missing, or the brain had gone missing. So
from the National Archives. And
yeah, an honest person.
That, by the way.
He ran for a Senate seat from Pennsylvania, but it wasn't Specter's seat, it was Hines's seat. But they were longtime rivals. Well, I heard Cyril Weck... what show was he on? Was he was on somebody's show. Was it Tucker's show? He was on somebody's show saying that, because he's still around, I guess he's about 88, that there's no way that this could have been a suicide by hanging the way it's been described. Now, that be that as it may, you know, we don't know exactly what happened. I think most likely it was a murder. I think most people would agree with that. Maybe he was smuggled out somehow. Wasn't he taken from the prison cell unresponsive? And unresponsive would seem to indicate still alive. So, I mean, the idea that he could be smuggled out, I don't think can be dismissed out of hand. But also, here's one other. Somebody presented me with this scenario. What if, you know, that when that first supposed suicide attempt back in July, you know, had been his cellmate roughing him up, and then the cellmate separated from him, and then the lawyers, okay, Mr. Frodnick or whatever his name is, says, look, Jeffrey, things aren't going to get any better for you, and if you don't follow these instructions and off yourself now, we're going to let that guy back in, and he is going to torture you to death. I don't know. Who knows? But anyway, we are up at the break, and we'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
And we are back. Okay, we just have a few minutes left, but I know you've got some points you want to finish up on.
Well, I think perhaps the most important point is to emphasize to folks that they read Whitney Webb's August 7th post entitled The Mega Group, The Maxwells and Mossad, The Spy Story at the Heart of the Jeffrey Epstein Scandal. This is a very significant article. in tandem, especially with what Philip Giraldi has written on the connection between Jeffrey Epstein and the Mossad. And this web piece is absolutely amazing because this mega group starts getting into the name Meyer Lansky, which goes back, of course, to the Kennedy assassination situation. We start looking at Robert Maxwell and Mark Rich, right? Mr. Clinton's parolee. The name Brofman comes up constantly in this thing. Rockefeller, Ronald Lauder, a mega group member, and the links that quite possibly may indicate that Ronald Lauder was the one who got Jeffrey Epstein his fake Austrian passport. I'll let you read the article there. The name Roy Cohn comes up.
Doesn't his name just keep coming up and up and up? And he's an associate of Donald Trump, right? He was kind of a mentor to Donald Trump in early
Yeah, he was an associate of his. He died of AIDS. He was a homosexual. And Roy Cohn, by the way, was the source of a Penthouse magazine story all the way back in 1988 when George Herbert Walker Bush was running against our old buddy from Massachusetts, Michael Dukakis.
I met him, too.
This was explaining, and Roy Cohn was the story which talked about why Jack Kemp was not selected as George Herbert Walker Bush's running mate in 1988. And that gets into all kinds of things.
Was he not kosher certified? What was it?
What's that?
Wasn't he kosher certified? What was the matter with Jack Kemp?
What was wrong with Jack Kemp was not his kosher certification, but his personal life, as Cohn tells it.
Oh.
Going all the way back when Jack Kemp was an intern in Ronald Reagan's gubernatorial house, his gubernatorial White House, so to speak, as governor of California. And this involved what in the 1960s was exposed as a homosexual and bisexual ring operating out of Reagan's gubernatorial White House when he was governor in California. Roy Cohn was a part of that group, and he put the public finger on Jack Kemp.
Okay, and you know, there's something a little bit creepy about Jack Kemp. When he was trying to talk about his, you know, his civil rights bona fides, he had been a professional football player. What he would say is, I've showered with more black men than most people have had dinner with. And that's kind of creepy.
That's about as far as we'll go with Jack tonight, I think. But if you get to Ronald Lauder and the mega group, I don't know how much we have left. How is it that Ronald Lauder, whose entire career was working for his parents' cosmetic company, later turns up as the United States Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for European and NATO Affairs, right? Mm-hmm. Soon after his appointment, he was on the Dinner Tribute Committee for a dinner hosted by the Jewish fraternal and strongly pro-Israel organization B'nai B'rith, the parent organization of the controversial ADL. Mm-hmm. Ian Roy Cohner. And this gets into Roy Cohn and his father, Albert Cohn. This gets into Rupert Murdoch, Donald Trump, the then head of Bear Stearns, Alan Greenberg, all of whom are connected to Jeffrey Epstein. Then, of course, you know about the Clinton connection.
Yeah, and you'll have to post that because we're running out of time.
I will post, and it will be sent to Ms. Omar and Ms. Talib tomorrow.
That would be great. You know, that something might come of that, so that would be great. Public service.
We shall see.
Well, thank you very much for joining me today, and I always look forward to what you put on nationalbugle.com, and I'll be back again next week with more exciting episodes of National Bugle Radio.
Republic Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.